There's something in the heart of God that he always wants to meet with his people. And that's exactly what he did in what we know of as the tabernacle. My name is Chris Montgomery, pastor at Fraser Church, and thank you for joining us on this 8-week journey as we learn how to enter his presence.
Welcome to day 14 of the tabernacle, the priesthood of the believer. Martin Luther once said, "The priest is not made. He must be born a priest. He must inherit his office." This refers to our new birth. Thus, all Christians must become priests, children of God, and co-heirs with Christ, the Most High Priest. Our text today is from Revelation chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. "And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of kings on earth, to him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood and made us a kingdom, priest to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen." The outer court was the only place in the tabernacle where common people were allowed. So worshipers coming to offer sacrifices could see the bronze altar and the bronze laver, but only priests could enter the tent of meeting containing the holy place and the holy of holies. Therefore, in Old Testament times, common people couldn't enter God's presence for themselves. They had to have a priest who went in their place to represent them before God. Jesus Christ completely changed the requirement for entering God's presence. He lived a perfect life, died as our sacrificial lamb, rose victorious from the grave, and ascended into heaven, where he now fulfills the role of the only high priest. From Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 16. "Since then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need." At the time of worship at the tabernacle, you could not choose to become a priest. The only tribe with the right to become priest was the Levites. However, not all Levites were priests. Only Levites from the family of Aaron could serve as priests in the tabernacle. Thus, Martin Luther was correct in stating that in Old Testament times, you must be born a priest. More precisely, you had to be born into the right family. Today, every person born spiritually into God's family becomes a priest through salvation. Not only did Jesus take the place of our high priest, he transformed believers into a kingdom of priests. Today, you don't need someone to go into the presence of God for you. As a believer and a priest, you have the opportunity and privilege of entering into the presence of God for yourself. This doctrine is referred to as the priesthood of the believer. This biblical principle is one of the greatest spiritual facts for every born-again child of God. Notice the following scriptures that refer to saved believers as priests. In Revelation 1, verse 6, "And made us a kingdom, priests to his God and Father. To him be the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen." 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 and 10, "But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Therefore, Jesus is our great high priest in heaven, and you are a priest in your relationship with God here on earth. If you are a child of God, you don't have to go to or through any other human being to get into God's presence. What a worshiper couldn't do at the tabernacle, you can do any place you find yourself. Enter your own personal tent of meeting with God. Some questions to consider. If you lived in the Old Testament time of the tabernacle, imagine your frustration knowing you must go to the tabernacle to offer a sacrifice, but you still had no direct access to God's presence. How would you feel trying to approach God with those requirements and regulations? In what ways are believers today prone to take their privilege to enter God's presence for granted? While we have access to God, how do we approach Him with reverence and righteousness? Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.